San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, everybody. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you live from KFMB with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast to Oregon, and up to Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. If you have an app for 760 KFMB, you can hear us on your smartphone. And we are streaming live on 760KFMB.com. And now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire. He's a best-selling author. He's an accomplished marathon runner. And he is a family office expert advising many high-net-worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
Joe, I'm great. Welcome back to town from Chicago. So did you fly in with the Cubs or did you fly in with the Blackhawks and drive down from L.A.?
Well, no, I flew in.
Oh, by yourself?
Yeah, actually, you're not going to believe who was on the plane when I get back.
Who's that? But,
Bill Lirak's mother-in-law, right in the front row.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I flew with Hannah all the way back and got her to her husband at baggage claim when we landed.
Good.
But you, as you know, last Thursday when I landed, I left here and leaving fires and 97-degree weather. Landed in Chicago, and it was 48 degrees in May.
So, and you had shorts on, huh?
And I had shorts
on. Way to go, man.
And but anyway, my congratulations to Elise and Mike and their big, fat Jewish Catholic wedding. They got married in the oldest church, Old St. Patrick's in Chicago, built in 1850, survived the Chicago fire of 1871, and had a wonderful reception in the Chicago Cultural Center. Was just a magnificent day, a wonderful day. I don't know if I'll ever see anything quite like that again.
Good. Well, we had fun without you.
Yeah, I heard the show.
We had a lot of fun.
Yes, we always have fun. That's the main deal. Anyway, how about we get... Oh, you have some announcements.
Oh, just a couple quick announcements, a couple of bits of running news. Tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, in Vista, right before the Vista Strawberry Fest itself, we have the Vista Strawberry Fest 10K and 5K. That's one of my babies. I'm the founder of that event. Mm-hmm. So if you got nothing to do in the morning, come out and run either 6.2 miles or 3.1 before the big Vista Strawberry Fest, benefiting a bunch of great causes in the city of Vista. And second thing, Thursday night, June 5th at the old Balboa Stadium, Jim Ryan is in town for the 50th anniversary of becoming the first high school boy ever to break the four-minute mile barrier for, you know, running 1 mile. And so there's a bunch of kids races, kids 1-milers from about 5:30 to 7. I think Jim is presenting at 7:30. And then they bring out the elites and the masters. And I'm running the 1-miler in the celebrity media 1 mile at, I think, 8:35 on Thursday night, June 5th. That's at Balboa Stadium. We have information about that up on the website. Or you can go to competitor.com/Jim Ryan, and he spells it R-Y-U-N.
Or iymoney.com, right?
It's up there. It's on our website, too, iymoney.com.
There we go.
Hey, well, let's get to our guests.
Yeah, but 15,000 people in Vista, right? It's a big deal, right?
At the Strawberry Fest, there'll be about 5,000 runners.
Yeah, and then this thing, Balboa Stadium, that's in a historic site, too.
That's a historic site, too, in terms of track in San Diego.
Not only was that the only site, the site of our only... championship in this town as far as football.
The Chargers,
goes.
Chargers, right?
The Beatles played there.
The Beatles played there.
1968 and probably many other things I don't know about. But
absolutely. Oh, by the way, Vista Strawberry Fest, 5K and 10K. Chocolate strawberries at the finish line, yeah.
All right. Then you'll have to run again to burn
exactly.
those off. Well, we've got tonight in the home stretch here, we have a firefighter. He is a full-time battalion chief. He's an author. He's a business owner. He's a passionate dreamer. He's an inventor.
And he's going to go by the name Rich because there's only one Richard on this show, Rich, and that's me.
That's right. And we're going to talk about his latest book and everything else he does. His name is Rich Brocchini. So, Rich, good evening. How are you tonight?
Good evening. Thanks for having me, everybody. I really appreciate it, Joe and Richard.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. So, now you said you had an unconventional childhood. Do you want to talk a little bit about your background, where you went to school, or how were you raised in San Diego and all that? Or
yeah, I kind of took the process of whoever would take care of me at the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world because it really kind of built some character, maybe who I am today. But it's interesting, the conventional childhood or unconventional. I think everybody kind of has their struggles. And I think the positive or benefit out of it is I have a message and I have something to share with people to inspire others. And very thankful for everything along the way.
Mm, there you go.
Hey,
born and raised San Diego, though?
Born in Santa Clara.
Oh, okay.
The Kaiser.
All right.
Neat. I was born just down the street.
So, where, Richard?
We lived in towns like San Jose, Sunnyvale, just right next to Santa Clara.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where the family's from.
And then Richard went to high school where?
I did, yeah. I went to high school down here in the South Bay.
Okay.
And so I landed in San Diego in the South Bay area about 10 years old on.
Okay. Terrific.
So, Richard, you're a battalion chief. Obviously, a week and a half ago, we had huge fires again in San Diego. Is that ever going to stop, do you think? I mean, is that just something we have to put up with every 3 or 4 years?
I think it's something we're going to have to live with here in Southern California, just due to all the factors, you know, the lack of water mm-hmm. and the temperatures and all the things that we encompass. I think we see those. It's going to be a common thing for us.
Mm. What inspired you to go into firefighting?
You know, there's actually a couple of gentlemen that came to our high school for a career day, and they really inspired me to become a firefighter for the whole reason of helping others.
Mm.
And it's been a total gift and a privilege just to be able to serve others as a public servant and actually get paid to do that. It's such a privilege and a complete honor.
So right out of high school, you went into the
academy? Yeah, you know, I got involved with a program they call the Fire Explorer Program mm-hmm. and through the Boy Scouts, and was completely dedicated with that, and I was very fortunate to get hired around age 21 and start my career and grow from there. So right away after high school, I knew that's exactly what I wanted to do.
So I was driving up around all the damage up in the La Costa area and so forth last week, and of course there's tons of signs up, you know, thank you to our firefighters. Our firefighters are heroes, which they truly are. But it was amazing to see the devastation. I mean, it really was. But it's also amazing to see technically how good the work is, because you have fires burning right up to neighborhoods and then just stopping because...
Yeah, the firefighters work extremely diligently and very aggressively to do the best they can for the most. And those were some very, very tough fires that mm-hmm. took place last
week.
Plus
so many of them at the same time.
Yeah, so you're talking about resources and allocating resources to different incidents. And the firefighters did a very good job. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to what I would say the boots on the ground, the firefighters and making the stops in those homes and businesses. Hats off to them. They work extremely, extremely hard.
But the crazy thing is I've been here close to 40 years. Rich and Richard, and I don't, aside from the fires alone, I mean, I don't remember ever having a Santa Ana in May, and we've had two, which is just mind-blowing to me, right? You guys remember?
Joe, there's no global warming. There's no climate.
Yeah, weather's a significant factor for us, and we forecast. So what we do, we look at what we call, there's different numbers we look at, but, you know, red flag days. It's kind of a common term we hear now in San Diego. And so that's when we staff up more resources kind of thing. We're on high alert. And it seems to be that the county, within the county of San Diego, all the respective fire departments are doing a very good job at having resources available, because we just have those red flag days very often now.
When I know a few years ago, I wrote a letter to Ron Roberts and Donna Fry when she was in office, because I had this lady from France. She's an MD, PhD, lives in North County. She says in France they have these similar Santa Ana conditions. There's two different names for them, over Mistral or something, but they have... like an Air Force just dedicated to knocking down these fires, and then we got the super tanker hired here out of Canada, but it cost $1 million, and I don't think they had the money to retain it on a long term basis. But do you remember that super tanker they had? I mean, we had it here for one year, and it did save a lot of property, but. It would have been nice to have it this time around as well.
Yeah, they were using what they call VLAT, so large air fixed-wing aircraft, and every other aircraft they could, you know, including the military. Aircraft is very, very vital to helping with the extinguishing of these fires. So it appeared that everybody was using all the resources they could, and it's something that during these fire seasons that we in the county definitely all the fire departments beef up with air support.
Now those helicopters, how do they refill? They go to a reservoir or something to refill water? They have some kind of suction device.
Yeah, they find a water source and they just suction it up.
Yeah. Man, oh man. So Richard, were you up there for the fire?
I mean, we didn't have to evacuate, but my daughter had to evacuate high school on Tuesday, and then on that Wednesday I was presenting at a hotel in Carlsbad when over lunch we had to have the entire hotel evacuated, so that ended that continuing education and event. So it took me 50 minutes to get from a hotel that's a mile from Highway 5 to Highway 5, because there's a line of cars at 10 miles per hour.
Yeah. And of course, all the parents going bananas trying to get their kids.
Oh, it was like it felt like the apocalypse was coming.
Yeah.
It was really scary.
Yeah.
Did they catch anybody yet? Any suspects?
Yeah, I'm not sure in any particulars of.
Because I know they said maybe a truck or something, sparks. But
anyway,
let's hope we don't have to experience that again for a long time.
Hey, Rich, but you're more than just a firefighter. You're an author, too.
That's true.
Joe, just so you know, Rich and I actually met at the San Diego Library's Local Authors Exhibit Awards Dinner back in February. That's where we actually met.
Oh, forgot. It was because you were down
I was an author the same year that Yeah, everybody named Richard wrote a book in 2012.
That's right. Yeah, we met through a mutual friend.
Right.
Well, we know about So What's Your Play by Richard Musio, but let's talk about Rich Brocchini's book. So which one shall we talk about?
A Fresh Reminder, right?
A Fresh Reminder.
I'm reminding you.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Rich, tell us about this book and why you wrote it and what is it about?
You know, A Fresh Reminder sparked interest in me to write a book about reminding all of us of some of the things we should do and we kind of forget to do, from very simple to perhaps more of a serious level, and then some funny things as well throughout the book you can read. But simple things like, you know, take 10 minutes by yourself every single day, away from everybody, drink plenty of water, you know, take your shopping cart back.
How come nobody takes their shopping cart?
You know, I don't know why. I see that all the time.
I do, when it's especially when the place where I want to park.
Yeah, yeah, of course. There's a cart you use. Yeah. You know, there's several different chapters in here, and I don't claim to be an expert, respectively. I just reminded everybody kind of these are some things that can help us.
That 10 minutes, well, you know, they're talking about mindfulness now and everything else.
Intentionality about what you're doing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Breathing. Breathe. I mean, they have all these new breathing exercises. They say that's great for stress and all these other things.
But you sort of have a theme behind some of the things that you write, right?
Yeah, I do, definitely. And,
that theme is?
Well, you know, I think
one of my favorite topics.
Leadership.
Leadership.
Yeah. Leadership has definitely become something that's important to me because it allows people to grow. And leadership is an interesting thing because we're not born with it. It's not in our DNA. We learn it. It's like we play on a guitar. Mm-hmm. It becomes something we learn. And leadership is about inspiring others. And that's initially what this book kind of was the hopes to do, was to inspire others. And it spawned off from that to I'm in the process of writing 3 other books right now. And leadership is a fun thing. And I know you do your keynotes speaking.
We talk about leadership a lot on this show because we talk about wealth being much more than just money. It's people, it's knowledge, it's how you empower people, how you innovate, how you lead change.
Sure.
It's all of that. And that's that's all very important stuff.
Well, I tell you what, let's save some important stuff and some top secret information that you're going to have for us, Rich, because we're going to take a break right now and we'll come right back after these announcements.
760. Now, it's your money and your life on AM 760 KFMB.
All right, we're back in the home stretch with the award-winning It's Your Money and Your Life with our special guest, Battalion Chief Rich Brocchini. So where do we leave off? We're talking about leadership, right, Richard?
Well, we're talking about the book, too. A fresh reminder. You're on Amazon, right, Rich?
We're on Amazon, yep.
Okay, and then do you have a separate website for the book, too?
Right now we do. It's called afreshreminder.com.
Okay, afreshreminder.com.
Rediscover what you already know. So anyway, we're talking about leadership and some tips
Besides being a battalion chief and besides being an author, you're also an entrepreneur, right?
That's true.
What do you own?
We own a coffee company called Third Alarm Coffee.
And what does Third Alarm have to do with fighting fires?
So Third Alarm, actually our name has two meanings. Third Alarm is big fire. A lot of resources there. And also a third alarm, like when you get up in the morning. So the alarm goes off, you hit the snooze goes off, you turn it off, and then your third alarm is going to be your third alarm coffee you drink before you head out the door.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bada bing.
Double me.
What made you interested in coffee, besides the fact that you've got to stay awake for hours on end doing what you do?
Yeah, coffee's pretty intimate with us in the firehouse. But always been interested in coffee many, many years ago, but decided to follow my passion of being a public servant. And then after some years of being obviously in public service, decided to give coffee a try. So we've been around for about 4 years and extremely thankful for the success we're having, and we're continuing to grow.
You've got some pretty cool customers. Can you name some on the air, or is that not appropriate?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're very proud of our customers, especially here locally in San Diego, because local is important for us. And any customer that purchases or provides our product is actually supporting firefighters across our great nation. And so we have actually some of the different divisions we do. One of them is hospitality. So we have 3 hotels in San Diego that are using our coffee for their in-room coffee, the little K-cups. And that's the Andaz, which is located downtown, and then the Dana Hotel, and then the Pacific Terrace. And the Dana Pacific Terrace, those are the Bartell hotels.
Yeah.
And so that's the coffee they provide in their room, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, I saw you a few months ago at an event at the Dana. It was Greg Greed's Secret Knock event. Yeah, that's right.
Great event.
So, Rich, what notable guests were you thinking of, Richard, when you asked the question? Is there some
I was talking generically. Oh, okay. But what interests me is you when you say you're involved in leadership in the community, you don't just sell coffee and make a lot of money doing that. You give something back, right?
Yeah, you know, that's social purpose is extremely important. That's what the foundation of this company started with. You know, very lucky to be in a very fortunate position. So it wasn't like we started a company to just make money. You know, we started a company with a purpose behind it, and we wanted to maintain community involvement. And so we help here locally. We've donated in time and product and also money for a few local nonprofits, the San Diego Burn Institute and the Chelsea's Light Foundation, numerous religious organizations and elementary schools. But we're really intimate with a nationwide organization called the Firefighter Cancer Support Network. And they're a great organization that aids cancer prevention awareness throughout the fire service and also when firefighters are diagnosed with cancer. And it's a staggering number that one in three firefighters will be diagnosed with cancer. It's much higher than the general population. And my father's a cancer survivor, so it's near and dear to my heart as well. And we've known numerous firefighters and their family members that have been affected by cancer. So it's a real partnership. We're very proud of it, and we're very thankful for what the FCSN does.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't know because of the work that firefighters have to do.
Is it because of the smoke and chemicals that come
right,
in contact
chemicals,
with
smoke,
so much?
Heat.
Yeah.
So what are the most common types of cancers that that they endure?
You know, it runs a gamut. Skin cancer, obviously, is very prominent, but it's a huge list of, you name it, and firefighters seem to be diagnosed with it.
Lung, lymphoma, leukemia, all of that.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. It's a saddening statistic, but it's part of our reality that we incur, you know, serving people.
But it's nice when you help people and people, right? When you
organize, yeah,
you have some good survivor stories.
We have some great survivor stories, and FCSN, you know, their website's amazing to take a look at and see their story as well. And you know, the goal of Third Alarm Coffee was to provide a quality product and also leave something behind, and not just be a corporation to make profit, but to help as well.
And the website for Third Alarm Coffee Company is?
ThirdAlarmCoffee.com.
There you go.
ThirdAlarmCoffee.com.
All spelled out.
All spelled out, yes.
There you go. So
that's neat stuff.
And the book,
thank you.
And the book is FreshReminder.com.
FreshReminder.com, yes.
Okay.
So your underlying theme is sort of leadership, right?
It's all about leadership, yeah.
And do you go out and talk about that in public?
You know, I don't right now, but the goal is to start doing some keynote speaking and do that with perhaps some organizations, senior leadership staff in different companies. And so I'm looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of our favorite topics. I think to the extent you can empower people, to the extent you can get people involved in community causes, it's so powerful. Giving money to causes is good too, but I think when you combine people's networks and knowledge and time and talent, that's where things really get scalable for benefiting community. So that's cool that you're doing that.
Thank you very much.
Can you talk about the other books you're planning to write, or is that premature?
You know, it's a little bit premature with some of them. They're in the process, but one book is on leadership, and the other book is on customer service, and another book is on more about life.
Okay.
And then your first book before this, what was that titled again? Because this is your second book, right?
Well, I co-authored a book.
Oh, co-authored.
Yeah, how to become a firefighter. Actually, and they use that at some of the junior college level.
Oh, neat.
With another firefighter buddy of mine.
And the title of that is, refresh me.
Okay. Well, yes, you may be thinking of things you should do but don't, but that turned into a fresh reminder. So,
okay.
The other book is how to become a firefighter.
Okay.
Yeah. What was your biggest challenge writing a fresh reminder? Or what didn't you know about writing a book that you wish you had known before you started?
You know, pretty much everything. And I think that's what's the great thing is that, you know, and you talk about leadership and you talk about writing, and you're correct. It all goes hand in hand. And I think, you know, it was a process that I learned. And we have a mutual friend that inspires others. And it's about doing it. It's about just getting down and doing it. And this book obviously went through several revisions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're an author as well. And I'm not a writer by trade, but I think I have a message to get out to help inspire others, and you know, it's something that if hire your weaknesses, work your strengths, and that's kind of what I did with this process,
right.
And what I continue to do.
Yeah, the thing I didn't know was that the editing and copy editing would take five times as long as the actual writing.
Yes,
but your book's a lot of fun though, Rich. I'm looking. I mean, the graphics and the way it's laid out. There's a lot of cute visuals in there, and it's not just text, folks. There's a lot of images in there, and so.
And that was the goal. The goal of this book was for anybody to leave it on their coffee table or end table and to have somebody come over and pick it up, open it to any page, and be able to get something out of it and walk away with
it. And it was endorsed by Win Claybaugh. Who is that? I know who that is, but tell our listeners who Win Claybaugh is.
Yeah, so Win Claybaugh, a great man. He is the co-founder of Paul Mitchell Schools. And also, besides an entrepreneur and business person, you know, he's an author as well and a great speaker.
He's got a great book out, too. But
outstanding. Wow, we are in the home stretch.
Are we out of time?
Yes, we are. So, hey, Rich, why don't you play some music, Justin, because we're on our way.
Hey, everybody, Vista Strawberry Fest tomorrow morning.
There you go.
Come on out.
Thank you to Bob Brewer, candidate for DA, for being our guest tonight. And thank you to Rich Brocchini for being with us tonight. Good luck with all your ventures. Richard, good seeing you again and glad
Welcome
to be
home,
back.
Welcome home, Joe. Glad you made it.
Yes, sir. So next week, it's going to be County Assessor candidate Susan Gwynn and psychotherapist Dr. Krista Roybal. She'll help us all, so including Justin Hart on our soundboard tonight and the dentist back there. And thank you to Craig Blanke, our con executive, and to Dave Sniff, our programming director. You have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week on It's Your Money and Your Life, iymoney.com. For all the podcasts. Good night.